Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dan McNeil, Danny Parkins.
Oh, here we go.
Afternoons on the Score.
He indeed is here. Pat Spiegel.
Yes, he is.
So I was down the street the other day at the amazing Chicago Athletic Association, right there on Michigan Avenue, founded in 1890 by A.G. Spalding. You might have heard of his sporting goods.
I've got a little poem that I'd like to read in honor of this occasion, if I may. Spalding, get your foot out the boat.
And Marshall Field. Those were two of the founding, founders. If that's what you call them.
Founders.
Garbage in garbage cans. Makes sense.
And another founding member was Old Man Wrigley, which is why eventually you might see that the old logo from the CAA is the Cubs logo. He stole that logo and brought it up north to Wrigley, okay?
Okay.
But what I didn't know until I was there the other day and I'm looking at this, Charles Comiskey had applied for years and years to become a member of the Chicago Athletic Association, and he was on the waiting list over and over and over again.
We can't have him here in our social club no more. I mean, that much I do know.
The social club. He's got to go.
And then when he eventually came up to the board to have it be reviewed, it was right after the White Sox scandal in 1919, and they said no.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Okay, you want a name? Okay, Chick Gandel. That's your name. Played first base for the 1919 White Sox.
The team that threw the World Series. Yeah.
No, wait a minute. I'm not going to be on the White Sox.
Would you prefer somebody from the Negro Leagues?
Yeah. Give me a name.
Chappie Johnson.
That's a black man's name right there.
And I'm like, oh my God. Is this where the thin skin began?
It's a lot more fun than being a White Sox fan, so we're very, very happy.
So we are on the 100th anniversary of Charles Comiskey being denied acceptance to the Chicago Athletic Association. And is that amazing?
You say you can find seven men on the best club that ever took the field willing to throw the World Series? I find that hard to believe.
You never played for Charlie Comiskey.
Good stuff yesterday afternoon.
Yes,
with our pal Matt Spiegel.
Great, yeah.
Spiegs is here over the weekend. Check him out. He's Mr. Baseball. He'll be with me on Monday. Parkins on vacation until right after Memorial Day. I think he comes back Wednesday of that week. Terry Bors has been nice enough to sit in these last 3 days. Those of you who have continued to text, enjoying what you've been listening to, making you feel good as you get ready to start your weekend, thank you. And you're welcome. And yes, anytime Terry wants to come in when Parkins is away, he is always welcome. Or even when Parkins is here, he's always, always welcome.
Okay.
Come in and lend a little perspective into the room.
I don't think he needs my help.
He won't ask.
This, I know. It's okay.
Yeah.
This, I don't expect him to.
Hour of the show is brought to you by Continental Motors. Searching for a used car? Search ContinentalMotors.com for the Continental difference. As the Cubs get ready to go to work tonight against Max Scherzer, here's what you need to know. Anthony Rizzo is in the lineup. He will bat third after missing several games consecutively with a back issue.
A back?
Schwarber leading off. Bryant hits second, back at third base. Rizzo, the first baseman. Baez at short. Contreras, the catcher. Descalso at second. Hayward in right, hitting seventh, followed by Sparky, Albert Almora Jr., and Cole Hamels will pitch for the Cubs. We have Anthony Rizzo right around the batting cage just a short while ago talking about his back.
I felt good yesterday. Just, you know, this is one of those things where I can grab again. So giving it that extra day, I think, was big. I didn't realize that the weather was going to be like that. But, yeah, today feels way better than yesterday and so on and so on. So hopefully it continues to just keep getting better and it's in the rear view now.
Hopefully. Got to get a lot of treatment for that. It's going to be something to watch throughout the rest of this season. A lot of times back pain tends to be
troubled him for a while.
Chronic.
Yeah. Believe me, I know that feeling.
He's a large man. And, Shep might be onto something. That is something to keep an eye on this year. 6'4", 240, probably, I'm guessing, for Rizzo.
That's a problem. Well, 240, you think that much?
At 6'4", yeah. Yeah, I do.
Okay.
He's thick-legged.
He's a thick-legged man.
He's not Miguel Olivo thick, but he's... Boy, there was a name I didn't expect to say today.
No, I'm kind of glad
I didn't expect
did.
To hear it.
I'm really glad I did, though.
No, but back to, you know, that's difficult because that you just never sure about it until you have it taken care of, and even after you have it taken care of, you're never really sure. I can attest to that because in a month or so, that's what I'll be doing, having another back surgery. So I know how tricky all of it is. How you know it leaves you feeling like. What am I doing? And do I want to continue to wait? Do I want to? I mean, am I done trying to get? And the answer is yes. So something I probably should have done a while back. Nobody suggested it. Finally suggested. I said, okay, I'll try. I mean, you know, they don't always work. Back surgeries aren't something that's perfect. Say, oh, yeah,
well, infusions in particular are not. What about a 50-60%?
I get a 70 on this one.
You got? They told you a 70% success rate. Yeah. Not everybody fuses. Which means the operation was a waste of time.
Right.
And you're back to square one. I fused. I had it done 12 years ago, and I was glad I did. I mean, 46 was too old to quit golf. You go in a supermarket and you throw four cases of water in the cart so you can lean on it the rest of your shop. That's no way to
live. That's exactly who I am.
Yeah.
I can't. I need, you know, I've started going back to the gym, but I can't. I got to kind of balance myself on someone. I'm in the treadmill, so I can't do it just standing and walking. I can't walk that long, even just a mile. Like 15, 16 minutes, whatever it is, but I got to hold on because I'm 90. You know what I mean?
You're
but I have no choice because once the thing gives, you're screwed. You're done, dude. You got to sit. It's hard to sit on a treadmill with people watching. It's very difficult. not what you want to do. So I've gotten around that. I managed to make it, and then I go ride the bike, and you can just do that. Because anything you said, you can do the exercise, but you know, make sure you're kind of centered. You keep the back down a little bit. I said, well, I can't when I walk, but the rest of it I can. I lift a little bit, do the same thing. And I'm trying, but I tried all last year and failed. So we've taken a different tack this year.
Next month? You're lined up for next month, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I am.
You're not getting it done in Florida, are you?
I won't go to a doctor in Florida.
I was going to say, I think they sell night callers out of the fridge.
If this is the guy that's, you know, got the drugs and the kitchen table waiting for me, that I'll go to. But no, another doctor, no. I tell my guys here, I just don't trust them. And I haven't found a reason to trust them, so I let it go.
I feel very similarly about orthopedists where I'm from. We come across the line.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying.
Too good of a – Chicago's way too good of a city for medical service. When you're getting something
right.
done orthopedically.
Be puzzled. Yeah.
Yeah. Go to the best, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So with Hamels facing Scherzer tonight, we got another good one tomorrow. And tomorrow is also a national broadcast. It's on Fox, and Len Casper will be joined by Joe Girardi to provide the descriptions as the increasingly grunty John Lester – will face Steven Strasburg tomorrow. And then Sunday night, our last chance at A-Rod for a little while is the ESPN.
Yeah, a couple week break, and he'll be right back.
Yeah, with Kyle Hendricks, who has been just masterful his last three times out opposing Jeremy Hellickson. The Nationals have had issues with their pitching, or not with necessarily with their pitching, but their offense. They haven't been able to get much going there.
No.
Zach Zaidman's got pregame in a little bit. We were thinking about having Zach on today. I wanted to get him to complain about how high the broadcast booth is before the first pitch in the series was thrown. But we're short again today, and we wanted to get some calls.
We are short,
in.
Yeah.
Short. But this is 30 minutes longer than yesterday. We should get combat pay for this, right? Cruel and unusual punishment, 3.5 hours.
Yeah, you think we're some. What about the people out there? Listen to this crap. I think we're okay. We'll make it. I'm going to drag my old silly ass for another couple of minutes. I'll be all right.
Sacco's continuing their series. Did you see the Blue Jays left fielder almost take his face off last night?
I did not.
Catching that ball off the bat of Yolmer Sanchez?
Yeah, apparently audible from all areas of the ballpark. That's how loud it was, him smacking his face. Former Cubs prospect, right, Shep?
Yep.
Brian McKinney?
Yeah, McKinney's the name. He just he reacted immediately like it was nothing. He just turns around and fires the ball back toward the infield, and then he kind of pulled up and, ooh, that smarted a little bit. Full speed. He didn't slow himself at all.
You got any thoughts on the Blue Jays rebuild? How's that looking to you?
No. As a matter of fact, I don't.
Okay. Just how that looks to you. I'm thinking, discussing it yesterday, the fact that it's all well and good. You want to rebuild. You want to start. The problem is the Yankees in Boston are still there.
Yeah.
That's your problem, dude. Where because we're talking about the White Sox. Well, they don't have that problem. Nobody's spending $200 million payrolls. No, nobody has that.
And if you're a former big leaguer's kid, apparently you're in the Blue Jays system. Your guy, Dante Bichette, his son's one of their highly
regarded
prospects.
Prospect. Yep.
Vlad Jr. just made his way up. Biggio's kid's in that lineup as well.
He is.
One of their top prospects.
The son of Dante Bichette.
If you played in the 90s, then all of a sudden your sons are all blooming for the Blue Jays.
Jeez. Boy, he's just Guerrero, he's feeling really older and older each year.
Yeah, he's. Bo Bichette is really, really. I mean, they have
gonna
the
be
makings
playing
of
softball
it.
Against him in a few years.
You're not softballing anymore.
No, I tried. I went out to the first game in the backfield, and that was it. I spent the rest of the winter doing nothing, which I really like. I really like doing nothing.
Doing nothing's great, except you never. Come on, it's your joke. I've been stolen. I've been using it for 20
years.
Well,
use it.
He doesn't remember his own joke.
No, you use it.
Doing nothing's great. You never know when you're finished.
When you're finished, yeah.
It's his joke.
I know.
That's
see,
great.
I had.
That's steal his act.
I had, the advantage of kind of being in nice weather. You know, for a change, you go sit outside. You don't have to. It's not totally nothing. You know, I'm not totally vegging out, but I had no choice. Because in order to actually play softball, you have to probably stand at times. Because my limit is about 15 minutes on my feet. That's about it. Now, if we have a long inning, which is very possible because the old men aren't catching it. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
You could stand out there for 25 minutes. There wouldn't be anybody out. Well, did you get that ball?
No. I didn't quite get that one. Didn't quite reach that one.
Okay. And that includes me.
Heavy Fuel Crew birthday wishes in the event he's listening on his
exactly
way to the ballpark
right.
to Carlos May. Carlos May.
And I could text to say, you haven't, you, it wouldn't be you if you didn't do this.
Jersey number 17, May 17, born on May 17. And for those of you younger listeners who may not have heard this story, Carlos May, the former White Sox left fielder, while serving for the military, when he was in the military, he was cleaning his service revolver and it accidentally went off and shot off a pretty good chunk of one of his thumbs. They took my thumb, Charlie. They took my thumb. Pope of Greenwich Village. So we would like to, if Carlos, if you're listening, happy birthday.
Yes.
High 4.5 to you. It's Bill Melton's joke.
I can say that was
I steal
thumb.
His jokes. I steal your jokes. You get it right into your own.
That was thumb day.
Idiot.
You can't forget him. I don't know. There's something about White Sox. You can't forget Carlos May.
He's a big, happy fella.
He was.
Yeah, he's a good man.
He was.
Carlos, good man.
And how many guys you know? Thumb. How many guys do you know? You can say, well, there's a little mistake here with a gun. What? What? Carlos May, and he did okay for himself.
I need some suggestions from
you
and from Shep. I do need a little bit of help. My dad suffered a series of strokes about 14 weeks ago, and he and my stepmom, Jean, and she's been just an absolute saint during this period, and I don't throw that word out often. She's been a real workhorse trying to get him back up and going, which is not an easy proposition. They are technology impaired more than any couple, any two people who cohabitate anywhere in America. And I need to get together with my stepbrothers, all three very involved with my dad and have been very helpful to their mother. They're great guys. I've known them my whole life. And Tom, Ron, Jerry, we got to do an intervention here. We have got to get them using technology. I was at the house the other morning. I'm the diaper fairy. And all
you're half right. No, I'm sorry.
I don't mean it. I'm already a tick hot going in because I don't have the ability to text her. I have the ability, but she
doesn't.
I want to text her from the CVS, because they don't call them diapers. I want to text her a picture of that. Because it wasn't the same thing as last time.
Right.
They didn't have the same product.
And I can't because she doesn't know how to look at pictures on her phone. She has a cell phone, but she doesn't receive pictures on it. I tried to get them a computer years ago when they were in Florida, and I thought it was perfect because she's very involved with her grandchildren. She's got five kids, very involved. What a great way when you're living somewhere else to watch your grandkids grow up on Facebook. And they were so intimidated by it, they got rid of it. Bought my dad a box of DVDs 10 years ago. They're still sitting in that box with cellophane on them because he hasn't hooked up the DVD player I bought him a dozen years ago.
It might be too late now.
When I was sitting there the other day, the phone rang, Terry.
Yeah.
And it was their health insurance company. It was an automated, and I answered because he's in bed. And I said, it's automated. It's Humana. It's automated. I'll see what they – no, hang up. We always hang up. You can't hang up. It's your health services provider. You don't hang up on them because you're afraid. They might be delivering a medication. Your nurse practitioner, your physical therapist right. might be coming here soon. We need the information. It's okay. It's not going to be that hard. If they say if you'd like it in English, press 1, you press 1, Dad. It's pretty simple. Don't hang up the phone. So what the hell do I do? Because they need to improve. There's this brand new thing called Amazon Prime. You can have those diapers delivered by that truckload, you know, cheaply. So how the hell do I help them? Because, you know, it's impeding their quality of life. And by doing thus, you know, it does the same to me because it puts more work on me.
They
want nothing to do with anything. They're afraid of Uber. You took a ride in an Uber? Oh, you don't trust those. Yes, you do. Yeah, you do. Is that okay? You can trust Uber.
Thank God. You've never been sexually assaulted
in an Uber,
have you?
You're not going to wind up on the dark side of the moon in an Uber?
So to speak.
Well, you know,
you're probably talking to the wrong guy because I too, even at this point, am really more or less technology challenged. Even though, look, my granddaughter, when she was two.
You can use Twitter.
Oh, I can use Twitter. Yeah,
you can send and receive a text picture.
Yes, I can do all that. But when my youngest granddaughter was two, she was already better with it than I was. I mean, it's something that I got shamed into more than anything else. Just watching them, I'm going, you know, my wife is good at it. Carol's good at it. So, I mean, I'm just not. So I am challenged, but not that challenged that I can't answer or I can't function with people because that's part of the deal. You know, that's part of what we do.
Change
is
intimidating.
Yeah.
It can threaten, but we got to, you know,
it
took me a while. I need to be kicked to do it. I was
that'll do it.
Late to the Facebook party and Twitter, and you get on board. You know, it's not that hard.
No,
really not.
Well, that's true. Not most of it anyway. Yeah, enough to get you by. I mean, that's what you emphasize to them. Look, I'm not asking you to be an expert. I'm not just something to help. Nothing more. You don't have to learn that. You don't have to do this. You don't have to do that. You don't have to open a manual. You don't have to do any of that. Just something to help me a little. Just something to help me and yourself.
Yeah.
That's all. Nothing. There's not anything complicated about it. That's the way they handled me. And I'm good enough now. I can return, you know, anything I need to return. Pick up the phone and sort through the robocalls, see what you, sir, you may not realize this, but you are way behind on your federal student loans. Well, you dumb bastard. Nobody's been had. You know, you're talking about 20 years. What's the matter with you? Get off my phone. God, but anyway.
All right. Yeah, sorry. I didn't mean to rile you up. Yeah.
You're functional. All you got to do is convince them to be that much. It's not, you're not going out of your way. You're not doing anything important. You're just being in touch. That's all. That's and in this, it's absolutely imperative that
probably
they do that.
Starts with a new phone, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a project for tomorrow morning.
Take some of that big dollar money and buy him a phone.
Yeah. By the way, I tweeted this earlier today. I did see the Stones in Detroit. It wasn't with you. I saw the Stones in Detroit at Comerica Park 3 years ago. Not with you at the Silverdome. But I would see them there with you. Have a great weekend, buddy. I've loved having you here for 3 days.
Been
so
fun.
Have they.
Oh,
on
I
the
love
other
these two
side.
Guys.
Most importantly,
me?
Our listeners have loved it, man. You are a beloved dude.
Not really, but
yeah,
that's fine.
You are.
I if you say so, but it's always fun for me because again, I'm not exactly busy. I'm not exactly people say, "Are you too busy to do it?" Yes. Yes, I am.
Thanks to Nick Shepkowski, our executive producer, Chris Tannehill, the surgeon of sound, Dan Bernstein, was with us today. The voice of the Bruins, Judd Surratt, was here. So was Tom Scherfle. Yes, it
Tom
was.
Tom Scherfle, home week.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Yep.
Cubs and Nationals are coming up next for Terry Bors. I'm Dan McNeil. We'll see you.
Thank you very much, and God bless America.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.